Good morning, everyone. All morning long, we're following the developments of these twin suicide bomb attacks near Peshawar in Pakistan, which have already killed as many as 80 military recruits at a paramilitary training center targeted by the Pakistan Taliban, which claims that it is all in revenge for the death of Osama bin Laden. We'll be following that this morning. But there are other signs of a reaction to the death of bin Laden, particularly in the networks, the online networks and communication strands, as far as we know it, of the al-Qaeda network itself. And joining us to talk about that is Scott Shane, national security reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Scott, it appears there's been a kind of all-hands-on-deck message from al-Qaeda, which suggests a couple of things, including a leadership void, as well as a sense everybody needs to take action right now. What have you discovered?
Well, what's interesting is the online arm of al-Qaeda, what's something called Al-Fajr Media Center, put out a message in the wake of bin Laden's death. And instead of, you know, it's the usual sort of bluster about, you know, you're going to regret this and so on. But instead of hinting that there was some major attack in the works, as you sometimes heard before and after the 9/11 attacks, there were several passages that essentially urged everybody who was sort of an al-Qaeda sympathizer to come up with his own attack, which, you know, might sound alarming, but in fact may be a sign of weakness, that they're kind of hemmed in Pakistan, may not be able to do these kind of major attacks, these plots that involve many people and a lot of communications, so they're reduced to encouraging people to, you know, go out and kill somebody.
And in fact, Scott Shane, if this turns out to be a shift in strategy, it would really be at odds with a pattern of restraint on the part of al-Qaeda during the reign of bin Laden, in the sense that they withheld certain kinds of attacks to, you know, sort of pointedly focus on a major attack or a certain particular target. At least that's the Khalid Sheikh Mohammed style.
That's right. For a long time, you know, on the anniversary of September 11th each year, people would say, boy, you know, isn't it great that there hasn't been another attack? And you'd ask folks who study al-Qaeda, why hasn't there been? And one of the answers you'd hear is, well, you know, they don't want to do something small. They want to outdo 9/11. That's broken down a little bit, and some of the affiliates have tried to mount their own attacks, especially al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, the group out of Yemen. But you know, it may also be so this strategy may be making a virtue out of necessity, because they're under a lot of pressure from the drone attacks. Their popularity in the Muslim world has plummeted in almost every country. So they probably just don't have the freedom of operation and the kind of leisure to plan that they once had.
Looking globally, Scott Shane, is there a kind of geographic set of individual, possibly even autonomous power centers within al-Qaeda? You referred to al-Qaeda in the Arabia Peninsula, which is centered in Yemen. There are also al-Qaeda affiliates as far-flung as East Asia and even South America.
Well, that's right. I mean, some of these exist, it seems, in name only. You know, a couple guys with a computer can put out material that says, you know, we're al-Qaeda in Brooklyn. But I think the major ones would be al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, which is in North Africa,
right.
Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula in Yemen, Shabab in al-Shabab in Somalia, and the remnants of al-Qaeda in Iraq. And those all have, you know, significant manpower and have proven that they can organize attacks.
Part of the treasure trove of intelligence information that the CIA is going through confirms what we've always understood, that Osama bin Laden, even if he wasn't absolutely in control all the time, had a very distinctive way of indicating that this was his message, that he had authorship of a particular message or a particular directive. How would, say, a new number two or a new number one at al-Qaeda distinguish their own authorship? In other words, the story that you have this morning, is there any way of figuring out who it's coming from? Is it al-Zawahiri?
No, there really isn't. I don't think the I think the big question as there's sort of a a jostling for position. This is in some ways an organization like any other where the boss departs and the underlings sort of elbow each other to try and take the top slot. And no one is the obvious choice except for Ayman al-Zawahiri, the longtime second-in-command. But he has a terrible reputation. And you know, I think in some ways U.S. Intelligence and counterterrorism folks are perhaps hoping he'll be elevated because they think that would weaken the organization. There'd be so much dissent. So it's, you know, there's no one. Bin Laden had been the founder and head of al-Qaeda for all of its 23 years of existence. So there's no one who's, you know, has that kind of clout, stature with the far-flung, you know, affiliates and supporters.
Talking about the apparent leadership void within al-Qaeda in the wake of bin Laden's death with Scott Shane, national security reporter for our partner, the New York Times. Here's another theory. Maybe it's speculative, but as you say, it's possible that this all-hands-on-deck message from al-Qaeda's online network might be a sign of political weakness within al-Qaeda. Might it also be a sign that their money's dried up and that they're trying to use bin Laden's death as a way to get freebies? They don't have the money to finance some of these individual attacks?
Absolutely. I mean, despite the fact that bin Laden himself was the son of a billionaire and certainly began his career with a whole lot of money, there have been many times in the past where al-Qaeda itself, even the core group, was stressed and was asking for monetary help from others. So that could well be what's going on here.
And indeed, those will be some of the principal questions that the CIA is asking in the data that they're going through seized in the bin Laden compound, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It's an enormous archive, and you know they got a lot of people working on it.
Scott Shane, we want you to stay with us, national security reporter for our partner, the New York Times. I have a question or two about the situation in Pakistan this morning. Scott Shane reporting on al-Qaeda's apparent leadership void and a change possibly in strategy, as evidenced from some of the online messages. Stay with us. In death, Osama bin Laden has become something of a martyr. And we were just talking with Scott Shane, national security reporter for our partner, the New York Times, about a possible message calling for people to carry out al-Qaeda attacks in the name of Osama bin Laden, the martyr. And Scott, before we go, is there any chance that these twin bombings in Pakistan might be, people taking matters into their own hands, being a part of this message you've reported on of al-Qaeda saying, do your attacks now, don't wait for orders from us?
Well, it's certainly possible that that was part of the motive, but of course, unfortunately, these kinds of bombings were going on in Pakistan before bin Laden was killed, and so it's tempting for those who are carrying them out to say, this is actually in revenge for bin Laden's death and for us in the media to interpret it that way. But I don't think it's, you really have to see whether there is an increase in such attacks or attacks in parts of the world that don't normally experience them before I think we can really make any conclusion about this being a response to bin Laden's death.
And in fact, aren't there countless organizations, perhaps, that might have an incentive to claim whatever it is they're doing as a response to bin Laden's death?
Absolutely. I mean, for a long time, bin Laden and al-Qaeda has been a sort of brand name, the brand name in terrorism. And it does a great deal of good for somebody who's going to blow something up to have people say, aha, al-Qaeda, bin Laden, as opposed to, geez, I wonder who did that and why. Part of this is, part of terrorism is not just killing people and destroying property, but putting a label on it that has some kind of political significance.
Indeed, and more a sign that there is a leadership void, if anything, in this decentralized post-bin Laden era. Scott Shane, national security reporter for our partner, the New York Times.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.